Well, I think one of the that is kind of a detailed one, but you know, I think if you look at those temptations to Christ in terms of turning, you know, the stone to bread and basically having all the kingdoms of the earth and throwing himself off the pinnacle of the temple and all of that, you look at what Satan is offering Christ. Things which God actually offers us in the right place and the right time. Similarly to how Satan offered Adam and Eve a distortion of what God himself offered, power, pleasure, possessions. You know, to possess the kingdoms of the earth, to possess the knowledge, to possess that apple, to have the pleasure of eating that apple or whatever that fruit was, you know, there in the garden, to have the pleasure of eating that bread, to have the power that comes with the knowledge of good and evil, to have the power that comes with the very angels of God intervening on your behalf. So power, pleasure, and possessions. We are tempted by Satan's offer of power, pleasure, and possessions, not simply because we are sinners, but because we are human and because God promises us power, pleasure, and possessions. Power to reign with him in his kingdom. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So power, pleasure, possessions. So what I'm saying in relation to those is we need to figure out which things God is offering us, which are right and pure and we can get excited about, as opposed to which things our flesh or the devil is offering us. And usually one of the tests is, are we looking at the short term or are we looking at the long term? The long term, that's the investment in eternity, power, pleasure, possessions in the kingdom of God. Or are we looking today, right now, power, pleasure, possessions? If so, we're going to waste our lives and we're going to commit immorality and we're going to maybe embezzle or center our lives on money or exerting power over people. But Jesus says, hey, you want to become a leader? Become a servant. You know, you want great treasures in heaven? Give away treasures on earth. And I think it's a radically different approach, and we need to discern, where is this a temptation or is this an offer from God who wants us to experience blessing, but in the right place at the right time?